Welcome to the Hand in Hand Parent Club podcast. I'm Emily Murray, a hand in hand instructor and a mom of two.
I'm Kathy Gordon, a single adoptive mom of a now young adult son, a hand in hand instructor. And we're both moderators of Hand in Hand's awesome membership program, the Parent Club.
Every week we'll be answering a parenting question. You'll hear about Hand in Hand Parenting's powerful, respectful parenting tools. We'll share how they help you work with your child's feelings, especially when their behavior gets hard or confusing.
You can feel good about using these tools. They've brought warmth and connection to our own families and to many thousands of families around the world who are using the hand-in-hand approach.
That's why Hand in Hand and the Parent Club exist. We're here to support you and your family so you have more good, sweet, fun times together.
Hey there, parents. Welcome back. Last week, we talked about not taking the bait. So if I'm not going to take the bait, then how do I even know when to set a limit? That's our question this week. How do I know when to set a limit? What is this about? And how do I get to what's really going on?
So the hand-in-hand approach has a unique way of looking at these situations. If you can imagine in your mind, we're just going to pause a moment of tension that's happening, and we're going to look at it from lots of different angles for just a moment. And this might sound like a lot, and it is, but the more you practice this approach of listen, limit, listen, the easier it gets and the quicker you can be at kind of assessing what's going on in the first place. So this first step of setting limits in the hand-in-hand approach is to listen. And we're listening on lots of levels and lots of different, and looking through lots of different lenses as we're listening. So in that first step of listening, we're kind of looking at the whole context of what's going on, what just happened, and with for our child, what might be going on for them. But we're also looking toward ourselves and our response or our reaction to what's happening. So in this first part of the listen, limit, listen, setting limits approach, you do that mental pause and you just quickly assess and you check in. You might ask yourself, do I need to know more about what's happening? A famous phrase that I learned in my daughter's preschool was, what's your plan? As a child was walking by with like paint and papers and sticks, my initial reaction might be like, whoa, what's going on here? I see danger everywhere. But when I just simply ask the question in a curious way, you know, what's your plan? The whole dynamic changes because I'm inviting them to show me, you know, are they off track and kind of in an angry way, like they're going after somebody with all those supplies, or do they have kind of their big scheme, which children often do, and then they can tell me their plan and I can decide, oh, do I need some safety parameters here or do we need a drop cloth? But I can work with them in their plan or notice that they are off track and give them an opportunity to offload some of that anger or frustration that they might be feeling that's kind of driving that forward momentum into whatever it was they were going to do. And you know, sometimes children really just do need a little bit more information. So if I set a limit without a whole lot of context and I say, no, I can't let you do that right now. And they say, but why? You can kind of use your internal radar to get a sense of, do they really just need to know why? And a little explanation will meet that need. Or is this going to evolve into 18 more but whys? So you can experiment. Try an initial response to their, but why? And you say, oh, I can't let you have a snack right now because we're going to have dinner in about 20 minutes. And I know you're hungry, but I need you to just wait. You know, here's one of the green beans I'm cooking. And that might diffuse the situation. and it might not, but you've just given that first listen a really good check-in by saying, do they need more information? Do they need a little connection? Do I need to step back and check my own reaction to this situation? So this is like a lifelong practice that you can do from here on out is experimenting in that first step of the listen, limit, listen process.
Yeah, this is really, as you said, very unique to Hand in Hand. We've been talking about how to bring the limit and then how to listen to the feelings. But we really wanted this week to focus on this first listen of our listen, limit, listen, where we do check in with ourselves, where we check in with the situation. There was one time my son was, I'd say he was about four. And I needed to go to work. And so I needed to take him to daycare. I'm a single parent. And he started to protest. And my mind started to sort of future trip that, like, oh no, this is gonna be a big, a to-do, trying to get him into the car. I'm gonna be late to work. I'm going to get fired. I mean, I really started to panic a little bit. And I took that pause, like Emily's talking about, where I took a breath, probably put my hand on my chest, which often helps me stay in my body. And I just asked him, like, well, sweetie, what do you want to do? And it turned out that all he wanted to do was arrange some rocks that he had been playing with. And once he had finished, just took a few minutes to arrange those rocks. And then I said, okay, time to go. Mom's got to go to work. And then we got in the car. So just taking that pause of, assessing the situation and checking in with him and seeing what he needed, not to appease him, but really just to see what was going on with him.
It's also super respectful of his work. Like, his thought process and his project wasn't complete. And just by pausing and letting him complete it, that's really all he needed.
Yes. And, it's sort of that idea of, like, jumping to the idea that this is a problem versus, this is a plan. He had a plan and it was only a problem in my mind. But when I took that moment to listen to me, to listen to him, it turned out that we could move through it as a plan. And still, I mean, there was absolutely the limit of time to go. But I listened to him sort of in the beginning, the first listen, then there wasn't a lot of feelings to listen to when I did bring the limit of time to go, sweetie.
You bring up an important point there that in that first listen, sometimes we figure out, actually, I really don't have the capacity to be playful right now. Or no, we're already 10 minutes late and I have a meeting I have to get to. And so in those moments, we can decide, nope, we really just have to set the limit. No, I can't be patient for this. We need a workaround, or we need a distraction, or, workarounds and distractions aren't hand-in-hand parenting tools, but they're, life tools that parents sometimes have to use just to get through the day. So just know that your needs and your perspective are also very important. And sometimes you do have that bigger picture available to you that they don't necessarily have. But it's that first check-in that gives us that information of, nope, actually, I can't work with your plan right now.
Yeah. And I think, the point we're trying to make is that when you take that pause and you do that first listen, that you can see that you have different options. Do I have the time to let him arrange his rocks? Or do I need to kind of, warmly scoop him up and listen to his feelings as we're moving to the car? Do I need a little bit of a workaround of like, oh, hop on my back, come on, piggyback ride, wild piggyback ride to the car, you know,
bring your one special rock with you, I'll keep it safe.
Yes. No. So, but that stopping and pausing, it, you know, really does, give us a moment to be creative about, you know, is a limit needed? How do I want to bring the limit? Do I want to bring a warm, firm no? Do I want to be playful about bringing the limit? And one other thing that we want to make sure that you get in this idea is that when you do decide to do a workaround or a distraction, just know that if there are feelings there, you might be delaying the inevitable. And that's okay, you know, so it's okay to we're going to get out, we're going to leave the park, and then I'll listen to feelings when we get home. You know, that's okay to make that decision. But the one area too that we want to caution you around this, and I know we're kind of throwing a lot at you with this first listen, is that sometimes we can get into a little trap of like, oh well, if I just give them this one thing. So it can often happen at bedtime where, you know, they ask for one more book. And then it's another drink. It's just one more drink of water. And then, oh, I'm hungry. I need a snack. Or, oh, I need that. I need my my stuffed animals right over here lined up. And
it's
so,
like a pinball machine. Boing, 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 boing.
Yes, yes. They keep asking for one thing after another. And this is not what I was talking about originally, where I just let my son arrange his or rocks for that one time. If it had been the rocks, and then now I gotta, you know, now I have to go get this special toy, and then I have to, and now I'm cold or I'm hot, you know, that would have been like, now I'm turning myself into a pretzel. And so what we want to tell you is that goes along with this first listen is bringing a limit early. Bring it early, and you may even have to bring it often. If you know your child seems to be ping-ponging from one, trying to distract themselves to another, you know, where they're trying to avoid their feelings. So that's the other part of this first listen is, oh, okay, I've fulfilled one request. Now I'm going to bring a limit. And so I'm going to bring the limit early, because otherwise, I might get into what we call patient. Okay, one more thing. And then I lose it because now it's been 25 requests I've been trying to get you to bed for an hour. So we call that patient, boom. And so again, with this first check-in, if you bring the limit early, you can avoid the patient, boom.
So back to the big picture of the hand-in-hand approach with setting limits is listen, limit, listen. And we've just given you a whole lot of information about that first listen, but don't get discouraged. It's a lot of thinking and it's a lot of really being curious and looking from lots of angles. But one of the wonderful things we have at Hand in Hand is also lots of support, because you can't really do this first listen well unless you have a place to go to kind of bounce off ideas and think out loud about how else could I have handled that if something went well or something went badly. What were my other options? You know, we can look back and learn from our experiences. Our one small thing this week is check in with yourself first when you notice you think a limit might need to be set. And don't be afraid to set those limits early and often, because sometimes those little early limits over something that feels totally unrelated or tiny allows all the feelings about all the things to pour out because it's so insignificant. They can kind of pin all of their feelings on it. So is a limit even needed? Do I have the capacity to listen? Because your needs matter too. And how might I meet them with connection in this moment of emotional turmoil? So check in with yourself first and practice that first listen this week.
And then next week, next episode, we're going to be talking more about this bringing limits early and bringing little limits on something that you might think is that you could appease them. But we're going to talk next time about bringing little limits. So like, subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Hand in Hand Parent Club podcast. Please like and subscribe to hear more. And to connect with us between these episodes, come on over to handinhandparenting.org to join the Parent Club, where you can get coaching, classes, and live support.
Come join our vibrant community of parents in the Parent Club who are committed to getting the support they need to be the parents they want to become. We'd be honored to support you too. This podcast and the Parent Club are part of Hand in Hand Parenting, a nonprofit organization that supports parents all over the world. We are here for you when parenting gets hard.